Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current runoff conditions and support provided to local communities by the Omaha and Kansas City districts. We will continue to hold these calls daily at 1 p.m. using the same meeting link provided for today's call. We will hold calls through the weekend. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I'm Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. The forced mute function does not work on all lines, so if I ask, please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. You should be muted as you enter the call, so please do not bring yourself off mute until we get to the question and answer session or if you have a presentation discussion. With us today, many of you may have already heard, we have Kevin Lau from the National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center. We have John Remus from Missouri River Water Management Division. We have Spencer Giles with the Omaha District Emergency Management Office, Mike Doolin with the Kansas City District Emergency Management Office, and we have callers from several state departments of transportation to provide an update on road closures. With that, I will hand the call over to Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon with the Omaha District to kick off the call formally.
Hey, thanks, Eileen. Just two comments for the team as we get started. One, thanks for everybody for taking the time out. It's essential that we keep communications flat and stay on message, and that everybody who is a proponent for information is able to carry that forward to all the stakeholders. And two, as we start to potentially see some severe weather pop up over the next couple of days, it's essential that everybody out in the field stays safe, and so that we keep safety at the forefront of our operations here. So thanks, Eileen. Thanks for the team for coming on, and stay safe out there. Back over to you, Eileen.
Thank you, sir. Real quick, can you explain for our non-military callers what you mean by keep communications flat?
Yeah, hey, so I'll punt that over to Mr. Spencer Giles. He had the same explanation in our room yesterday. Spencer, just relay.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So when we say flat communications, what we mean is we're eliminating going point to point and spread. Any information we get as broadly with like a single action as we can, like outreach messages like this, distribution lists in email systems, so everyone's getting things more timely.
Understood. One, just wanted to make sure we had it clear, so making sure that we're all speaking from the same page of information.
And Eileen, you know, a good example of how we're doing that is this call, right? So we could easily schedule calls with each of the states, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas. We could have separate state calls with all the stakeholders in those states. But in the interest of keeping communications flat, we bring everybody, all the stakeholders into one call. So it's a unified message with all the right people conveying their bits of information. Over.
All right, thank you. And as Rick Wexelbaum put in the chat, it's transparent and frequent communication. With that, I'm going to hand the call over to Kevin Lau with the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center to give us an update.
Good afternoon, everyone. So on the slide you see in front of you is our latest projections for crests as the crest continues to move downstream. For Sioux City, of course, the crest has passed. Omaha, We're expecting a crest of 33.1 feet early on Sunday. Nebraska City, 24.3 feet later on in the day on Sunday. Brownville, we're projecting 41.4 feet on Monday. Rulo, 23.8 on Tuesday. And St. Joseph, 24.6 on Wednesday. The next few days will be active with rainfall in different locations in the lower basin over the next 5 days, some of it fairly significant. We did run a contingency river forecast this morning for internal use just to see what impact this may have. Again, thunderstorm activity is we're not real confident in either where a particular rainfall event will land or how much will be in it. But looking at the best estimate of what the rain will be over the next 7 days, we don't expect the rain to fall on, well, not to impact the crest that's happening in the upper river above Kansas City. In the lower basin below Kansas City, it could add 1 to not quite 2 feet to the crest from what was issued this morning from Waverly to the mouth. The rainfall that's going to happen over the next 7 days could add 1 to 2 feet below Kansas City. But the crest, of course, that's above Kansas City, the future rain won't add to the crest, but we are, I would ask folks to be vigilant going forward, especially in the early next week, with regard to National Weather Service weather forecast and river forecast. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Eileen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. And we'll hand it over to John Remus. Provide an update.
Thank you, Eileen. From the water management point of view, we went down to 13,000 cubic feet per second at 8 o'clock this morning out of Gavin's Point. We're planning to hold that at least through this time next week, see how the flood wave carries downstream before we make any decisions to come up. That's all I have from a water management point of view. Thank you.
Thanks, John. And to Spencer Giles, Omaha Emergency Manager.
Good afternoon. This is Spencer Giles, Emergency Management Chief for the Army Corps of Engineers here at Omaha District. There's no change to the Emergency Operations Center activation level or our operational hours that we previously announced. Those hours remain 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. There are no major changes as we await peak flow rates here in Omaha. We continue our levee surveillance team operations, aerial surveys, and boat surveillance, which we conducted yesterday, as well as our liaison activities with state emergency operations centers in South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. Additionally, we continue to respond to technical assistance requests as we receive them, and direct assistance requests as they're provided to us from state EOCs. As reported by the National Weather Service, the peak levels are continuing to trend downward, further reducing the risk of levee overtopping. This is good news. We remain vigilant of the threat high water poses while being confident in our system's ability to perform. We still remind everyone that high waters are tremendously dangerous. Please follow the recommendations broadcast by local authorities, health services, and the U.S. Coast Guard regarding safety alerts and road and waterway closures. If you have questions for us, we can be reached by calling 402-995-2448. It's after our operational hours. Please leave a message with a callback number and we'll return the call as quickly as possible. In summary, we're actively engaged in this flood response. We remain committed to serving the community and remain vigilant even as the predictions begin to look more favorable. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you, Spencer. And over to Mike Doolin. Kansas City District.
Hi, thanks, Eileen. Good afternoon, everyone. Mike Doolin again here in Kansas City District. The Kansas City District Emergency Operations Center remains activated at level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. We have a flood fight team in Holt County, Missouri, providing technical assistance to our levee partners in the area today. Two Missouri SEMA representatives will link up with our team and participate in levee sponsor engagements. Current river observations show Rulo, Nebraska has entered moderate flood stage close to 21 feet and will continue to rise to 23.8 around 2 July. Over the next 3 days, no levee systems in our Public Law 8499 program are forecast to overtop. Based on the latest river forecast data, additional levees will see loading between Atchison and Leavenworth, Kansas. Freeboard estimates are as follows. For Holt County, Corning could see 1 foot or less of freeboard. Union Township, 1 foot or less. Holt County number 10, less than 2 feet. Holt County number 9 and Cannon Drainage District can expect to see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. Moving downstream between Atchison, Kansas and Leavenworth, Kansas, on the Kansas side, the Henry Pole Levee and the Great Boland Shorts Levee may see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard over the next 3 days. On the Missouri side, the Rushville Sugar Lake and Bean Lake levee systems could see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. So keep in mind those are just estimates, and for those levee systems up in Holt County, as that crest passes through, it's looking like they're going to have to hold water back for up to 3 to 4 days. So echoing what Spencer said about listening to the advice and instruction of your local emergency management agencies, please do that. Please be mindful and please be river aware if you're up in that area this weekend. If you're curious about where those levee systems are located, I'm going to drop a link in the chat to our National Levee Database so you can find out where those levees are and learn a little bit more about them. So we're going to continue to monitor river levels down here. We will advise our levee districts of any significant changes in estimated loading or freeboard. To date, we have received no requests for direct assistance that we are able to fill. We have received a few requests for folks wanting to stockpile sandbags, but not actively flood fight. As mentioned on previous calls, we cannot issue sandbags for folks to stockpile. Our staff continues to coordinate with the federal and state local partners by sharing situational updates each morning regarding river forecasts and levee status. Currently, the states have no unmet resource needs from the Kansas City District. REOC is going to remain activated and ready to provide technical and direct assistance until floodwaters have receded. If you need to contact us, we can be reached at 816-426-6320. If it's after business hours, just leave your name and a callback number and we will return the call very quickly. Thank you. And that concludes my remarks.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And I'm going to give each state Department of Transportation representative an opportunity to provide an update on flood-related road closures. We'll start with the state of Iowa.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Schramm, District 4, Iowa DOT. Updates today, no different than yesterday. We did see water is still rising in the 680 corridor. It remains closed. I-29 remains closed north of Council Bluffs all the way to 880. We are seeing the system start to fill up in anticipation of that peak on Sunday. No further reports at this time.
All right, thank you. And state of Missouri, Department of Transportation.
Good afternoon. We've only got one road closed to flooding at this time, and it's non-related to the Missouri River Basin.
All right, thank you. State of Nebraska?
No changes since yesterday. We are just still working with the other states and coordinating any additional support they may need for closures across the river.
Thank you. And South Dakota? None heard. Okay, so we will move to the question and answer session. As I've done in the past, you can ask questions through the chat or by raising your hand and I'll call on you. Remember that this call is recorded and your participation is consent to be recorded. You'll need to either press the microphone on your computer screen or press *6 to come off mute. We have 96 callers on the line right now. Please state your name and the organization that you represent before asking your question. Once I have gone through the chat and the raising hands, we'll go to alphabetical order by state. Okay. There was a question about Holt County numbers, and Rick Wechselbaum provided them in the chat, wanted to know, let's see, he said, Holt County, Corning is 1 foot or less, Union Township, 1 foot or less, Holt County number 10, less than 2 feet, Holt County number 9, 2 to 5 feet, Cannon DD, 2 to 5 feet, and that's the freeboard. Then between Atchison and Leavenworth, on the Kansas side, Henry Pohl, 2 to 5 feet, Great Bull and Schwartz, 2 to 5 feet. On the Missouri side, Rushville, Sugar Lake, 2 to 5 feet, and Bean Lake, 2 to 5 feet. Mike also put a link to the National Levy Database into the chat. I am not seeing any questions in the chat, and I am not seeing any hands raised. So we'll go to alphabetical order by state. Again, *6 to come off mute, press the microphone. There's probably 2 or 3 places on your screen where that would appear, and state your name and the organization you represent. Starting with the state of Iowa.
Frank Huseman from New Cooperative. Just for informational purposes, the crest up north of Omaha at Decatur was Wednesday afternoon around noon, and since that time we have seen about a 2 foot drop in the water level. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any other state of Iowa? Hey, Kansas. Missouri.
Good afternoon, Jim Remillard from Missouri. Just one question for the Weather Forecast Center. What type of precipitation are they expecting in Kansas? And other than that, we're just standing by to support our other states and our federal partners.
All righty, this is Kevin Lyle.
Kevin, lean in a little bit.
Okie dokie. So day one, which is tonight into tomorrow, in the Missouri Basin portion, the northern portion of Kansas, not a whole lot of rain whatsoever. South central Kansas, which does not feed into the Missouri River, there's some thunderstorms expected in central, south central Kansas in the next 24 hours. In the next, the next 24 hours, about the same thing, almost exactly the same scenario.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin. I just appreciate that. I was wondering about that Truman Lake inputs. That's all, because that affects the Osage River.
Got it. Yeah, I'm most concerned about the Osage, say, come on day six, 6 days from now. Looks like quite a bit of rain in eastern Kansas and southern Missouri that would feed Truman. So 6 days from now, big system.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin.
You bet.
All right, thank you. State of Missouri, any others? Montana? Nebraska?
Irv Portis, NEMA, just an expression of appreciation the USAID liaison to NEMA, Nicole, very, very helpful in getting us technical assistance promptly and efficiently. So thank you.
Great to hear that. Thank you. Any other state of Nebraska? Okay, North Dakota? South Dakota? Wyoming? Any national press or others who had questions that have popped up since we asked the first time? Okay, so as a reminder, we will hold this call through the weekend, same time, same link. The other thing just to let everyone know is we have a new commander now for the Northwestern Division. His name is Brigadier General William Hannon, and we'll be updating our biographies and leadership charts on our website to reflect that. So welcome to General Hannon. Those of you in Kansas City may know him. He was in the Kansas City District until 2020. With that, I'm going to hand the call back to Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon to close us out.
Thanks, Eileen. Just looking around the room here. Anybody, anything else that side of the room? Just two closing thoughts. One, hey, thanks for everybody's time. And two, obviously, this call is largely focused on response. Obviously, the attention will begin to shift towards recovery in portions of the Omaha area of responsibility, North Dakota, Northwestern Iowa, certainly. So USAIS is committed to carrying through our obligations in support of that recovery. That will be a joint effort between the Omaha District, the St. Paul District in some areas, and the Rock Island District in other areas. So thanks for everybody's time, and look forward to seeing everybody on the call tomorrow. Back over to you, Eileen, to close us out.
Thank you, sir. That concludes today's call.